to ascension. Music done by me, Tony E. You heard some Tricky T by Cool DJ Red Alert on the ones and twos with Tricky T. Tricky T. That could have been me, but it twerk. And right now, we got some Anthony Braxton spinning. At 1:02 a.m.
Might get a lot of information downloads from the sun or from the moon or from the stars, right? And the way you channel it is you have to have some kind of art as a medium. So you write it down and then all of that information is start making sense.
Or you bust tapes, you ring bells and bust grapes. That's the best way to get it down. You building worlds with sound. And by you, I mean me.
You know what I'm saying? You would just start writing that shit down, and then afterwards you'll have all this information. You'd be like, damn, I processed all this. I didn't even know. So write your shit down. That's important. Writing your shit down is important. Or music or dance. You have to have some kind of artistic medium to express what it is that you're getting from the universe and shit, what it is that you're getting from the spiritual realms. You know what I'm saying? So get you an AM, PM journal. Document what it is that you want to do when you go to sleep. I want to visit the unicorns. I want to know what the unicorns is about.
Right, I'll be right there with you, friend.
I want to visit the dragons. I want to correspond with the dragons
when I go to sleep.
Take me to my root chakra. You know what I'm saying? I want to communicate with those Kundalini dragons down there. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what's going on in my root chakra. Spirit guides, come and take me into my root chakra. Write that shit down. You know what I'm saying? That's what secret in the Bible. Write the vision down and make a plan. That's what he told the prophet. Write that shit down and make a plan. Whatever you want, write it down, yo. And then when you wake up, pick up your journal. Even though you may not got nothing, you know what I'm saying? Pick up your journal and write. Start writing. And then you're going to get all that information. You're going to channel all that information. It's going to start making sense to you. You know what I'm saying? That's one way of going within. Another way of going within is, you know, going and planting your feet in the ground and kicking it in nature and shit. You know what I'm saying? That is very big. Getting your sun gazing, your moon gazing, your star, your sun glaring. Glaring at the sun, glaring at the moon, glaring at the stars. That's real important. You know what I'm saying? Another thing that you might want to do is you might want to, you know, you might want to do you might want to do some spirit work. You might want to work with contacting your spirit guides or contacting your spirit totems through meditation, a lot of meditation, you know what I'm saying? Guided meditations with beings who specialize in spirit guides and beings who specialize in, you know, animal totems, guided animal totem meditations.
We got all that stuff.
In terms of finding out what kind of god you are, that's simple. Basically, you're gonna basically determine what your attributes are. What kind of god do you want to be?
I got all the attributes. You can't.
You know what I'm saying? What kind of god would you want to be? You know what I'm saying? That's the whole objective. What kind of god? What characteristics do you have that another god has? Do you have the characteristics of, you know, of Yahshua in the Bible?
Hell no! Ain't none of your other gods got nothing on me! You ain't ringing the bells, you ain't busting the grapes, you ain't imitating me on it! Oh,
Do you have the characteristics of Shiva? Do you have the Shakti? Do you have the characteristics of, you know, King Tuck? Do you have the characteristics of Heru, Hetaru, Osiris, Isis, Mahatma? You know what I'm saying? What characteristics do you have? Do you have the characteristics of whatever God that you know of? You know what I'm saying? That's the first step. If you feel that you exemplify King Tut, or, you know what I'm saying, Haru or Horus, you know what I'm saying, or Amin Ra, you know, if you demonstrate those abilities or if you are like, you know, Tahuti, the alchemist, you know what I'm saying? You're into alchemy and mathematics, and you demonstrate that shit, well, then that's what got
Time
you.
In again.
And once you find out what attributes you have that's associated with the god that you're your favorite god, pick a favorite god. What god did you have? You might like Zeus. You might like.
Oh, you know who I be picking.
You might like Venus. You might like, you know what I'm saying? You might like Poseidon. You might, whatever god. Pick a god. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the god that you really relate to, I mean, you see yourself in Hercules. You see yourself in Poseidon. You see yourself in Zeus. You see yourself in Athena. You see yourself in Venus. You see yourself in, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, you can be Shazam. You can be a whole bunch of those, right? Because Shazam got all a bunch of gods in him. You know about that, right? I bet he don't. Maybe Peter the Insider knows about it. I think maybe he does. You're talking about MK Ultra. You know they be doing it to people's mind holes since 1914, at the very least. They've been working on that AI, trying to make the spirit die.
Peter has gotten permission to disclose information that was.
You got to turn it out wrong. You ain't blind, man. This is business. If that's the case, I don't have nothing to do with it.
Previously not allowed to be disclosed. So he is the first of his department. He is the director of the 12th Division. And he's the first one to actually come forward and start sharing information and revealing things to us that it just blows your mind, the information that he's sharing. And so when he says he's going to talk about MKUltra and he knows and understands it, he definitely knows and understands it. I mean, he has a...
We're going a much higher level of much, much more in depth than I think we've had before on this.
Right, right. I think that the challenge is Peter is multilingual. He can speak many languages, and he has, you know, for the department, for the ACIO, and encountered many different, you know, working with different groups of people from different countries, and they have an understanding of what's going on around the world, technically. So if there's paranormal activity, then there's paranormal activity going on. And one of the things he said to me when we first met is that, you know, I was born in 1964, and he says, you were 1964, like, underscore. So they knew there was high paranormal when I was born around the area. And
now, what do you mean by underscore? You talked about codes, the way they put them in medical records and things, or what?
Yeah, he had it coded.
Do you want to explain that, and what you mean by that exactly?
It's like an emphasis, or, you know, in bold letters, this individual came in, had some high activity. And so then that explained a lot, you know, what was going on. So they have a record that they can't disclose everything, of course, and they say there's lots and lots of records that each individual has, but obviously they can't share everything. They can only, you know, share like a kind of an overview. That's probably most important.
I think at this stage we're sort of saying hi and introducing this very complex subject, and we've been doing quite a few more of these, and basically how long is a piece of string as such, but let's rock and roll.
You know it, Miles.
There's only the thick crack, the black,
once again, I'm Peter. I don't want to
Peter.
Tell my surname publicly. So
we'll call you Peter the Insider.
Yeah. Just
get Insider. Why?
Peter the Insider. So that's the stuff. They messed up practically everything with my life. You know, they faked everything, like the date and year and I was born and all kind of those things, and I've got encountered with experiences with strange, very strange phenomenons and a lot of aliens since early childhood. I was like, what, 5, maybe 6 years old only, and I was like, I can't comprehend, okay, and what is that? because I was just a small little child, and it was like I want to play with something. But then different groups or different species, races, they got me technically, they pulled me into very weird situations, and I, you know, because people, not as adult people, but children, they are very intuitive, they are very sensitive, and okay, I was like, okay, this is not good, very, this is bad, and then I saw, I tried to, you know, to tell what I went through, and it wasn't in our, I mean, in my family, it wasn't like that. They, you know, no, you are just a little child, you are fooling us, and all kind of those nonsense. No, it was the whole different situation that basically means, they know what I'm talking about, they know it got them well, and once I was older, they simply made some sort of how can I call it, introduction to the whole world of this, to the this topic, to this problematic, right? And I was like, what the heck? Why you are telling to me all this kind of stuff? It was like, you know, once you are just a small child, and you are getting older and older, and you know, there is puberty, and you know, the opposite, you know, like sexual, you know, you are interested, you started to be interested, and you know, it's like once you are grown, then you need to have conversations with mother, or vice versa, once you are boy, then with
this
your
guy
partner.
Knows the
and
deal.
That's pretty much it. How I entered, if you want to call it entered, this world, and world of unknown, from normal points of view, from people, I mean normal people points of view. And then, you know, it started, and I don't want to say, because it was definitely not coincidence, or they were not coincidences, that strange and very unstable energetically, or whatever, from whatever reason, unstable places all around the Czechoslovakia, not only, but former Eastern Bloc. I was kind of, it was so weird that I was kind of put in them always, and that then I was like, it was 1988, and I just emigrated to the Western Germany, and I don't know, they told me, I'm talking like people from ACI, oh, that hey man, you did a very like impression to us, and I became to
How did you get into how did you get into this sphere with the ACIO? I mean, where did this sort of happen exactly? I didn't quite get that.
That was it. I didn't do anything special. They just contacted me. They contacted me, and that was it. That, hey, man, I don't know who ACIO and who is and what all of these things, all of those things are about. And then they told me, you don't get it? It's like a piece of puzzle. Everything is puzzle. Just get all those things together. And I just simply started back. I mean, all of those, it was like a string of you know, strange events in my previous life. And I was like, okay. And why you are telling all of those things to me? And that was pretty much it. That I became not only, you know, member of ACIO, but I was by special army units. That was it.
What, like, if you may, what, or did anybody explain why you were even noticed? What made them actually notice you to start with? Or what key regions or factors made that work?
Yes.
I mean, there must have been a reason.
Yes, because I was one, it was 1990, and I was, but that was it, like, only 2 years in a special army. I don't want to talk about that more precisely, because it is still like top secret level, you know.
Well,
this.
We're only introducing ourselves here, so let's go into the detail of these early days and years. So on this introduction, we can get
Hi, Pete!
a bigger picture, a more detailed picture as
yes,
to why
yes,
why these sort of things
happen. That's pretty much it. What I did in these 2 years. And this special army.
That's all right.
I was sensitive to very weird stuff, and I saved a lot of people's lives.
Now, can you explain what that special unit was? I'm going to try and push you on things like this. I will try to push, but only describe things which you are able to do safely.
Okay, it was very easy. Not easy, but we were naive young idiots, if you want to call it that way, but that was it. We naively believed that it will be justice. It will be like practically, you know, I don't want to say exactly, but it was very close to that. Bipolar, like zero or one, or black and white, or how can I say it, like red and green. And we should help justice to be executed. And that was it. They got all people from all around the world and create this task force. And that was pretty much it. That I was in this task force too.
Whoa, Peter, me too. But what are you getting at, man? We know they got the MK Ultra. Did they mess with you? They showing up dead, man. Oh, from Australia? Don't sound like you from Australia.
Sometimes it was, I don't know, like from 70 to 1,000 years or whatever, but sometimes it was only from 300 to 400 or whatever, but sometimes like 3 to 4,000, then it was pretty much okay for them. That's it, what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, well, Peter,
I just want to include the Council of Five, if that's... maybe it defines it a little bit more.
Yes, we are cooperating with the Council of Five a lot. I mean, a lot.
Okay, just when we mention these things, can you describe what you mean by the Council of Five? We've got the Council of Nine, the 12, all these sort of things. When you say that, what council, what hierarchy does that exist in? Who are the Council of Five? What does all that really mean?
Yes, technically what it is or what it was, there was Council of 12, and Council of 12 split it. It was like, what, approximately 6 billions of years ago, and once it was splitted, okay, then it we've got Council of Five, so they are, don't want to say they are in charge, but something like this, in our, what is it, specific place or whatever, like sector of reality, or I don't want to say reality, but the sector of dimension, and then there is another, you know, group, Council of Seven, and that's it, pretty much. That's it. And there is, for example, as you very correctly named them, Council of Nine. So this is the whole different story, if we can call it that way, story. And that's it. So that's the problem, that it is the very same thing. I don't want to say same, but very similar thing. How is it possible that so many people they are using the term Anunnaki, what is absolute nonsense? Because in, I don't want to say same time, but very similar times, once Council of 12 was splitted, then they split it to a Council of 5 and 7. So pretty much in the
what I want to get to in this early discussion is council. That infers a structure. They sit somewhere, or they communicate somewhere. Who are the different elements? Do they represent different civilizations or ancient original civil, you know, intelligent beings? Are we talking 3D, or are we talking energetic beings? I mean, and also there's a lot of unknowns here, and I don't want to get into this thing about known unknowns and unknown knowns and things, but there's a lot of things here which are, you're just edging on in, and let's see if we can explore.
Okay, so if
more tangibles.
If we want to talk about Council of Five, it's easy. It is something like you have UN, you know, United Nations, and within in United Nations, you've got those specific, how can I call it, like, for example, they are dealing with what they are, like guns, or I don't know, safety or whatever. And this is something like site commission or whatever, because there is intergalactic group, and they are like very big, and they are in charge of everything in our dimension. That is it.
In other words, they keep the lights running. They keep the lights on, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And that's pretty much it. That the Council of Five, they are in charge from our sector in our dimension and our universe. And that's pretty much it. I mean, they are giving us very, very large amount, as if we want to call it that way, large amount of freedom. And but this is my personal opinion. That's not good, because you know, intergalactic wars can start just from nothing, and that's problem. Not because some random stuff, but we are very close to the intergalactic portal. I'm talking about Earth. But this will be the whole another situation. I mean, maybe topic of discussion, if some further discussion will occur. Yeah. I think that this level of freedom, it's good once either people or another alien races will be what? Smart enough, clever enough.
Well, there's being clever, and there's being wise, and there's another terrible word I'm going to say here, which is going to shock everybody. It's called responsibility.
You got a lot of nerve, Miles.
That really makes it. I'm going to put a bit of humor on this, so. But,
oh boy! Oh yeah, my sides are splitting, buddy.
Is to try to get more of a foundation to who these terms really refer to. You mentioned Anunnaki is silly or whatever. Do all these names? You've got the Pleiadians, the Velon, Anunnaki, Nephilim.
Nephilim.
Yeah,
yes.
And then there's all sorts of demonic and spiritual beings and existences, angelic realms, good angels, bad angels, fallen angels. There's an awful lot of terms here which people have used in the past. I mean, where do we sort of say right and wrong on that list, or are you able to go there? I mean, we're sort of trying to find a way in a very complex, clearly very large, billions of years you mentioned, then thousands of years. There's whole scales of differences there. So we're dealing with lots of parameters, intergalactic, yes. Dimensional. There's a lot of things being thrown in the pond here. There's a lot of ripples in the pond. And it's not entirely very clear, really, where we're going or where we're coming from here, if we can go to or from on this. Does that make sense?
Yeah, really, Peter, what the hell are you getting at, buddy? Council of Five.
This is the main part of the problem, that the problem is, I mean, the main problem, that... The ETs, they simply got us here to the Earth.
Now, who are these ETs? Because we're talking Greys, Pleiadians, Reptilians, Draco Reptilians. I'm
problem.
Going to mention a lot of names here. What I want you to
You're
do
too vague, Peter, from Russia.
Yes, no.
Who says he's from Australia
or
in Australia?
Five races here. We've got
Miles?
First worlds and second worlds, whatever.
Miles,
he lived it in Germany.
Five races. One is the Immersers, the Jinvo, the Redden, the Orella, the Igorot. I think that's how you pronounce it. But that's how they're identified. The names of Peter maybe can correct me if I'm
now,
wrong.
Are they?
No. It is right. Yes, it is right.
Okay. In what level of ET? What sort of again, the ET term is a bit sort of 3D from a perspective when we're dealing with many different dimensions.
The problem
are we talking
is
the founders?
And that's it. They should make themselves very primitive for 3D because their bodies were made to 12th division, I mean the physical bodies, because technically their own native way of existence, it's not physical or non-physical, if you want to call it that way, and they are only astral. And they said to me, mostly I am in contact with amateurs, and they said to me that this is crazy. They are extremely heavy, so you know, limited and all kind of those things.
So when you say sorry for interrupting you, when you say somebody is extremely heavy, are you saying they're dense in terms of dimensions? Some people say that because we're made of mud, like the jinn would say, they look down at us because we're made of mud, we're made of the earth, but they're made of energy. I'm trying to see what level, where we are on the scale of things.
Give me a second. The stuff is that once you are getting in more and more and more, I mean the dimension with the higher number, then you are more, let us say it, more complex, much more easy to exist. And for example, once you open your eyes after sleep, or once you got being unconscious because I don't know, someone punch you in the head or whatever, then
that happens a lot, buddy.
You feel like very heavy for yourself. And they not in a 12th dimension. And then they told me, Emeritus, I am most in contact with them, most cases. And they told me, yeah, I feel so heavy. I don't like this existence in 3D at all. And I was like, hey, but just get out of our existence and enjoy your normal life.
That's what you gotta tell them,
just
huh?
Just get to back to our dimension once it is only necessary. That is pretty much it, what I told them. And because they were like, no, without us, everything will collapse here, I mean, on Earth and whatever. And once I told them, do this and that, and they are pretty much happy, and I mean, very happy. And
Peter is setting things straight on the 12th dimension for us right here. On the space plane, inner space plane, inner dig.
You see yourself in King Tut, you see yourself in, you know what I'm saying, Akhenaten, you see yourself in Het Haru, you see yourself in Isis, you see yourself in, you know, in Osiris, you see yourself in Amun-Ra, you see yourself in these different gods. Whatever god that you see yourself in, then that's the god that you know that you are. Then what you will have to do is you have to start working with that god. So you will have to learn everything that you can about that god. Learn everything it is that you need to learn about that god, right? How to honor that god, you know, the history of that god, what kind of interactions, you know, how was that god brought up? Did that god marry? Did they have multiple wives, one wife? What kind of company did that god keep? What were some of the things that god did in their life?
That's some of the worst advice Achille Osai ever gave. He funny, though. Nah, he said worse things than that. They don't read about no god from the past, man. That ain't you. That ain't you. Unless you want it to.
Yahweh Yahshua, you are Christ figure. And all Christ figures are overprotective. They're they fight. They're freedom fighters. They always stick up for the. They're the voice for the voiceless. They're the fearless beings. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So you just have to determine what kind of God you are. And once you find out what kind of God that you are, then you want to learn all about that God. You want to just go and do research and learn everything you can about that God and how to honor that God. And then what you would do is you will begin to embody that God. So basically what I teach right here at the University of Cosmic Mysteries and Dark is that it's not about initiating yourself in a way to where you begin to serve that God. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be subordinate or a slave to that God. You want to work with that God in a way to where that God is inside of your DNA. And it's at your command. You're the vessel, and that God is inside of you. You are a God body, or that God has embodied you. You see what I'm saying? So you become Osiris. You become Isis. You become Hecate. You become the triple goddess. You become the triple goddess. So it's like, as opposed to praying to the triple goddess and ironing the triple goddess, shit, you create an altar for sure. But you become the triple goddess. You start operating as if you're the triple goddess.
And then, can't blow it, couldn't do it, can't be possible, cause we're one with the force, cosmic wisdom beam. You might have heard about it in the fifth dimensional schools of Phoenix.
You change your name to where your name is giving, you know, light and reference to, you know, the God that you represent. The God.
It already does. This is Tony E. Space Plane until 2 a.m. Got the right name for the game.
Dude, what are you talking about? Are you insane? Everybody knows. The only thing on Venus is methane, okay? And you're not getting there. Even NASA can't even be there with rovers. You better shut the fuck up, you goddamn fool. You don't give a damn. You don't know shit about how I do. I go from star to star and place to place. I will myself there. I ain't scared. I perceive everything. And I know I'm king, man. Don't bring me down with the shit to wax on your thing. They taught you in school.
God is embodied inside of you. You see what I'm saying? And that's how you become a God, and you just show and prove it. After that, you're God, but you have to show and prove that you're God. That means that you have to think, speak, act, feel, and behave as that God does. You have to prove it. You have to prove to this world that you are who you say you are. And that energy is going to come down, and it's going to come inside of you, because whatever, it's a free will, free choice universe. If you freely choose to be a God, then that's, hey, you can be a God. You know what I'm saying? You can be the fucking son.
That's right! And that's why we love God, love you, kill your side! 8:145 a.m. Space plane!
Walking down the street, but out of my car, when I feel like the town was pretty dull. Damn, I thought you'd get ahead of the stairs. Nobody noticed my bed, you know that's a shame. Cause I'm practicing walking with such beauty styling dance. You saw me, girl. I said you saw. I could see that you saw. Now let's commence to travel the stars. Tell you what.
According to Julie Phelps, Esther Hand, she was there by the SSP. Secret Express program, what? Put it in! Put it in!
If you wanna be this rock, listen, if you wanna be this rock, motherfucker, you can be this rock. It's whatever you choose to be. You know what I'm saying? It's your choice. It's based on your desires. If your heart really desires to be this rock, you can be this rock. If your heart really desires to be a pair of glasses, motherfucker, you will be a pair of glasses for somebody. Somebody will be seeing through your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Period. You see what I'm saying? So all based on your desire and shit. Once you get your shit down pat, you good. You know what I'm saying?
Midnight, you know what we need to ignite this scene. I thought about it, it's coming. Wait on, hold on.
Bad to be here, and they started to do crazy things. For example, they can drink tons of coffee, you know, tons of coffee. They are dancing and Italo disco, and they are like so embarrassing, you know, because it is like some sort of briefing and we need to talk about something serious, and they are doing silly things, and you know, they were catch or whatever. So that's the stuff, because that's the way that they are making their lives inside this 3D context of existence. They are making their existence easier.
You gotta do what you can to make your existence in this lane easier. Whether you're from the 12th dimension or the 36th.
That's how we do it like that.
Via they are doing silly stuff, like silly, you know, like not puberty, pre-puberty children or whatever. that's so crazy.
Well, we sort of started in various ways. We've got a list of topics here for topics of discussion.
Yes.
But we're not really at any level getting close to what that really is all about.
You got 11 minutes, buddy.
On this initial chat. But you've mentioned some pretty serious divergent, they're not quite divergent, but they're pretty spaced out, literally, concepts. And it's not really clear what the Council of Five really is, or the Council of Seven, or what the original 12 was.
Once again,
needs to be sort of tied down and nailed down to sort of understand what they are. And when you talk about different ETs and those different races, are they races or energies or what? There's a lot of discussion ahead here.
Chopping up your jargon,
after this first
Peter.
Sort of introduction to both of you, there's a lot has to be said, and I think we're dealing with taking quite a lot of different things off the supermarket shelves here, and I'm not entirely sure what kind of a omelette we're making here. So how can we move forward for the next show that we're going to do?
Once again, you asked me, Miles, what ACIO is, what kind of organization ACIO is. I told you the roots of ACIO, and now What is ACIO? Roots, that means history. And now, what is ACIO about? Let us call it from, not from two, 220. Let us call it 220 years ago, or almost 300 years ago it started. And the connection, ACIO connection with Council of Five, that's the main group, and they are we are cooperating with them on daily basis practically. And you ask, okay, what is Council of Five? And then, okay, but there is not only Council of Five. They split it with Council of 12, and that was now we've got Council of Five and Council of Seven. You just asked, and I'm, you know, sorry, you questioned, and I'm telling you what is it. You know, that is pretty much it, because you are asking, and I am just. You know, pretty much it. That's.
I didn't get any of that, buddy.
The help, or I don't know. Like,
yeah, I think if Jessica, you could give some kind of a summary for this first section.
You're gonna have to clean that up, Jessica.
So that we can sort of try and tie things together for episode two.
Million.
Okay, so just to summarize this, the. Essentially, what Peter's saying is what the ACIO has been around for thousands and thousands of years, particularly because their founders, the foundation of the organization, is extraterrestrial. And so those that don't believe in extraterrestrial would say that this group doesn't exist. Essentially, we do. Well, Peter does.
You know they do.
The organization. And so, so they started way back at that point. They started becoming very interactive with humanity, or had some more specific goals around, like you said, about 300 years ago. And
is that after the? I mean, that's around about the 1700s.
Yes, it is practically the goal, if you want to call it goal. 1717 was when first Freemasonry. Lodge was founded in London, for being more precise, just by the way.
Okay, you brought in the Masons now, and we're getting, yes. I think from the point of view of people watching, if we're able to tie it down with things which they can understand with history, just like that, just like what you said, that would be a useful way of tying things down. Okay, we've got the Masons in there. We've got 1717. A lot of revolutions happened around there.
Please give me a second, Miles. But you are asking, and that's it. It will be absolutely impolite to answer your questions. It will be very rude. So, I'm just telling you, I am just trying to make some summary, if you can call it that way. How complex is this problematics, this topic, if you want to call it that way, that it is like mind-blowing. It is absolutely crazy. And once if we can talk about certain topic or whatever, we can make, I don't want to say like that, but for example, 3-4, maybe 5-hour show,
I can't wait!
It will be not done, I mean, not properly done via the point of view, like answering all the questions, being like satisfied enough. That's it, because this is so large, so wide spread. That's it, what I'm trying to say.
I couldn't understood it better. I'm 100% on that topic. friend.
All the time. Am I right, Jessica? Am I right?
Yeah, Peter, you know, I think maybe one of the points, and like, I think it's the idea of linking a date and an occasion or a purpose of what kind of triggered certain things. So the Masonic Lodge was established in 1717. And so to kind of surmise that, what triggered the ACIO to get more involved? Was it because they created this lodge?
Yes, you are right, and it was because they don't want to, we as organization were against getting a new world order, because this is their own ultimate goal, Freemasonry, this is their own goal. The New World Order.
So then the other question would be, are these humans that are behind this, or is this another species or race?
Species, race, definitely, because on the very top of the pyramid, very top, no, forget, they are not humans. They are ETs, either ETs or hybrids or crossbreeds, whatever. So people, they are even getting even higher and higher in pyramids. They only believe that they are in charge, if you want to call it that way, in charge. No, who is the in charge? Those are ETs, hybrids, crossbreeds, and that is our concern. I mean, concern of ACIO, because try to look at it, realistic. Why the hell ITs, and definitely very bad ITs, should rule the whole world? No, this is nonsense. This is absolute against what we want to do, to get done. And people all around the world, they don't deserve it. No,
in this part, sort of one, we're now moving into New World Order, present politics, which is really serious. All sorts of questions, loads of questions and subjects are sort of bubbling up here.
I can't wait to get more from Peter the Insider.
You're listening to Space Plane CKUT 90.3 every Tuesday night from midnight till 2 a.m. onwards.
won't hold me tonight. If this town is just an apple, then let me take a bite. If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it do it that way? If they say why, tell them that it's human nature. Why, does it do it that way? Reaching out, touch a stranger. Electric eyes are everywhere. See that girl, she knows I'm watching.